Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's December 18, 2023. I'm Benjamin, and this is a free public call for Awakening Plus. And tonight we're doing gentle group healing. So what is that, you may wonder? That's where collectively, after we do our initial setup phase, we're going to just ask our beautiful divine allies to give each of us the healing that serves highest good as gently as gets the job done. Now, before we get to that request moment, though, there's some other things that will happen. After I finish this little intro, I'm going to call in the directions of the Mesa or sacred altar I'm in front of. Then I'm going to call in a whole bunch of divine allies, and I'm going to yawn again. The yawning is not fatigue, it's energetic motion. Shamans have all sorts of ways of moving energy through, and yawning is one that I tend to do a lot. So we'll call in these beautiful beings. You may not recognize them all, but I will assure you the only beings I ever call are high vibration and benevolent intent. Then we'll create a safe, sacred container so that this beautiful energy is held in so we can work with it and to ensure that the only beings and energies that come in after that are of high vibration and benevolent intent. Once we got that container in place, we're going to do the embodied awakening invocation where we ask our higher selves to merge with us to the greatest extent that serves highest good. There's all sorts of juicy benefits, which I will describe. And then once all that's done, then we just ask, as I said, for that healing that serves highest good for each of us and to do it as gently as gets the job done. And that will be our process. It'll take about an hour from start to finish. I apologize, by the way, I came in a tiny bit late today, but we will be sure to get our full process. While that healing is happening, I might just be quiet and narrate what's happening. If I'm called, I'll do music. I don't initiate any of that from my ego. I just see what the allies would like me to do. Again, that's more healing stuff happening. All right, so I want to thank, wow, we got 56 people. It's a lot of folks. So I'm going to quickly thank everyone who's here. Big thanks to Alyssa, Anjali, Arlene, Arinporn, Barb, Barbara, Bevy, Brian, Brittany, Carmen, Carola, Cass, Jim, Darla, Don, Deanna, Diana, Eric, someone on an iPhone, Annie, Irene, Jackie, James, Janet, Jenny, Judith. We also have Julie, Karen, Ken, Kim, another Kim, Kirk, Kristen, a couple of Laura's, Linda, LJ, Martinez, that might be Mia, actually, Monica, Nanda, Nikki, Nicole, Paula, Renate, Risa, Richard, Sandraya, Tina, another Tina, Tracy, Trisha, Virika, and we've got a few phone callers too, and I don't have those names. And then David is there too. So welcome one and all. I did see several names that I have never seen before. So we definitely have some new folks, and I'll be sure to explain everything as we go so you won't get lost. I do always make a couple of requests when we do energetic events in Awakening Plus, and that is to please give us your full and undivided attention. The nature of the work is that the energy field we create is co-created by all of us, even if you're coming in from the recording afterward. So I do ask, to the best of your ability, please give us your full attention as if you were right here in the room with me. You'll have a better experience, and the energy you're holding will better support everybody else. If you need to leave early, that is not a problem. Just ask the allies, hey, please ease me out of the field nice and gentle, and they'll do that, and you will not disrupt the proceedings. Alrighty. So let's dive in and do this thing. So again, what I'm going to do here at the start is call the directions of the Mesa, call in the ally, set up the sacred container. As I do this, I'm going to ask you to be really passive, eyes closed. I'm going to assume from here forward it's safe for you to close your eyes. If not, then do whatever you have to do to stay safe, by all means. And as I do this, you may feel energy moving in and around you. And if so, just passively feel what it's doing. If you don't have that awareness, that's fine. Just feel your breath come and go on its own, but no breath control, please. Either way, just relax, feel energy, or feel breath. And over the years, we found this is what best supports the initial setup process. lot of heavy energy moving through the yawns. Okay, here we go. Let me make one little technical adjustment here. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Ente, I am that I am. To prepare myself, I call in my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, service to other, fourth density or higher awareness. And I ask my higher self to occupy and operate my human self, all this to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. All right, for all of us, I call the higher self of my partner spirit song, Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the following archangels: Raphael, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, Metatron. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirits of the French Broad and Swannanoa rivers. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu, Grandfather Mountain, Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Ayers Rock. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, owl, eagle, condor, hummingbird, bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. Thank you. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. All right, there's the container. Anyone who wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, you are welcome to invite them in now. Leave just a moment longer. It's feeling pretty sweet. Thank you for bringing those beautiful allies. All righty. Thank you. Take a moment now to see how you feel, how your physical body feels. And if you can feel your energy body, the prana, chi, or life force in and around you, just see if you feel that too and how that feels. You're just kind of getting your baseline. All righty. We're now going to do the embodied awakening invocation. And this is where you invite your higher self to merge with you in your physical body. This only happens to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Overwhelm is not possible. So you can open fully and know that your higher self will join with you only to the extent that you can comfortably embody it. There's always more available, but your higher self is very smart. It's going to give you just as much as you can do. So it's kind of like you think of your body as a car, and your ego is going to move over to the passenger seat, and your higher self is going to drive. However, if for any reason your ego does not like the way your higher self is driving, just with a thought, you're right back behind the wheel. Your higher self has already stepped out, and things are back like they were. So this is a no-risk trial. You can say, hey, I'll try this on, see how it feels. If you don't like it, you can instantly revert back to how you were before. Your higher self will never force itself if you don't want it there. So why would you want your higher self there? Because there's all sorts of amazing benefits when your higher self drives. And some of them include there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out mentally so much, you have better intuition and you just kind of know what to do without having to think about it so much. There's also this full body euphoria. And that's just the beginning of the cool things that you get with embodied awakening. It literally makes everything better. So, knowing that it's risk-free to try and it might really be awesome, if you're willing to give that a shot, let's do that in a second. So, I'm going to lead you in an 8-word invocation for embodied awakening. In fact, I'll just go ahead and preview the words right now, so you won't have to wonder what they are. We're not doing it for real yet, and you don't have to memorize, but the words are going to be maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. And you're going to be saying that to your higher self. Your higher self, by the way, is you one level up. The higher self is the divine part of you that set up your whole human lifetime. It's watching over you, sending you energy, intuitive hits, stuff like that. So your higher self is totally on your side. The more merged you are with it, the more awesome your human life is going to be. All right. So let's do this thing. Take a moment once more, become aware, how does your body feel overall? And you can feel the energy body. How does that feel? Just get your baseline right now. And we'll probably check in later to see what has changed. All righty. So do this out loud if you can, silently if you must, but let's do it right now. Here we go. Speaking to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Good. Let the words go and become completely passive. Just relax. Your passivity at the human level is what lets your higher self do for you what it does way better than your human ever could. Some of you may already be feeling energy coming in the top of your head and into your body, kind of like you're a sponge and your higher self is water soaking in. So, as this is happening, and having worked with this invocation for over 12 years, these are the things that tend to make it work best. I recommend you don't use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend that you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be completely passive and let your higher self come to you like you asked. If at any point you get distracted, that's fine. But as soon as you notice you're distracted, just put your attention back on feeling that energy coming in. And by the way, if you cannot feel subtle energy coming in, that's fine. Instead, just feel your breath come and go. But don't control it, just let it do what it wants. So, energy awareness if you have it, otherwise, just feeling the breath doing whatever it wants to do. And again, if you get distracted, just gently return your attention back to feeling energy or breath. And if other stuff's there in the background, no problem. Don't fight it. Don't resist it. That would only make it stronger. Just let it be there, but don't focus on it. The best you can, just feel energy or feel breath. And there's one little final thing you can do to sweeten the technique, which is to discover what's the minimum amount of effort needed to even feel what's happening, to feel energy or breath. And we determine that by using what I call the minimum effort game. So let's start the game by dropping to no effort at all. So please drop to zero and simply exist. Whatever happens is fine. And as always, the moment we do that, a bunch of you guys go right into embodied awakening. Well done. So before I describe what that feels like, if at zero effort you can still feel energy or breath, then zero is perfect. Stay there. If at zero effort you have lost awareness of energy or breath, then add back barely enough effort to feel it. The idea obviously here is to use the minimum effort needed to feel energy or breath. The less effort you use, the more space it leaves for your higher self to do what you asked. So, since I can feel that many of you are in embodied awakening, let me tell you how you would know if that's true. If you can say yes to these four things, you are in embodied awakening. They are no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, and effortless. The state totally holds itself. So again, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. You checked all the boxes, you are in embodied awakening. And based on what I'm feeling, which is the sort of composite of everyone, most of you guys are there. Well done. This is the nature of your higher self. The four items are its experience always. So when it merges with you, then your human self gets to have some of the experience of the higher self. That's why it works. We'll leave just one more moment for anyone who's not fully in embodied awakening to get as close as they can. And by the way, you don't have to get all the way there. Even a partial movement toward embodied awakening is fabulous. We'll take whatever shows up. And you, of course, are welcome to continue this process, no matter how far you got into embodied awakening or not. It's just optimal to do what you can to get there or close to it because you tend to have a better experience. But it's certainly not a prerequisite. All righty, feels good. All right, so take a moment. How does your body feel? How does your energy body feel? See if it's shifted because of doing the embodied awakening invocation. All righty. So now we're going to, in a moment, ask for that gentlest possible healing that gets the job done. So just because we're asking for the gentlest, just because we're asking for the gentlest healing doesn't mean it's going to be 100% gentle. There may be some intensity to it. In the most extreme cases, when you're flushing heavy energy, the body may shake or vibrate or tremble. There might be some crying. You might make some sound. Some people even want to make bigger gestures with the body, like flailing arms or stomping feet or whatever. And everyone's muted, so no one's going to hear you. And unless you turned your camera on, no one's going to see you. So as far as everyone on this call, you have privacy. And it may be just quiet and gentle. Given the nature of our intention, that's a little more likely than usual on our calls. But I'll tell you more as we do this. I'll still be able to narrate once we've started it. So just be aware there may be some challenging energy that you will feel as the heavy energy stirs up and flushes away. Even though it's gentle, there may still be some discomfort. And I invite you to just sit with that just the best you can, to the best of your ability. Just don't have any preference about whether any given moment is feeling more blissful or a little more challenging. If it's blissful, obviously that's great, feels good. If it feels a little more challenging, then heavy energy is being cleared away. That will open your awakening more fully and give you a better experience downstream. So, good either way. All righty. So, if you would like to do this, we're going to do the invocation in a moment for that. Again, you'll be speaking to your higher self. And again, it will be a repeat after me. It'll be a little bit longer this time. So, let's do it. Here we go. Spirit that I am. Divine allies, maximum healing that serves highest good, please, as gently as gets the job done. This or something better. Thank you. All righty, you can let the words go. And relax. So I've already got some shaking going on in my body as energy moves through. And now you've got one job, and that's to be as passive as you can and let the energy move itself. When we do healing work in Awakening Plus, we let the divine allies do it for us. That means our ego is resting. We are not visualizing. We're not imagining. We're not using effort. We're not using willpower. We are passive, and we're simply witnessing the heavy stuff getting stirred up and flushed out of our own bodies. It might also just get transmuted to love and light. Whatever happens is fine. We just notice it. Again, if there's physical discomfort or emotional discomfort or whatever's happening, just be present with it. With the healing invocation, you want to simply hold awareness wherever the action is. And just be the passive witness, not trying to change anything, not judging anything, just being present with what is happening with pure witnessing awareness the best you can. By you holding attention where the healing is happening, the higher self and the allies that we've called are able to get in there and stir it up and flush it away more easily, more quickly, and more gently. I do encourage you not to resist anything, even if it feels unpleasant. Again, the more you can just be present with the experience without resisting, without wishing it was different. That will help it flush away more gently, quickly, and easily. The suffering only tends to arise when we resist the healing process. And you may be noticing heavy energy leaving your hands or your feet. These are the most common exit points. It's all going down to Mother Earth, who happily takes this. She loves this stuff. It's like a yummy dessert for her. So feel free to give her this blessing. And once the ball's rolling like this, I'd like to do the two P's, passive and patient. Your passivity lets your higher self and the allies do it for you far better than your ego could ever do it for itself. The healing. And patience. They're always working as fast as they can without overwhelming you. There's no point trying to spur them on to do it faster. They're already at top speed. They always will be. So just know they're working as fast as they can without overwhelming you. And they are calling for a little supportive music. So this is a song that's used in ayahuasca ceremonies. And I'm going to ask you as I do this to keep your attention on your inner experience first and foremost. Just feel whatever's happening in there. Just a little bit of explanatory before I get into the music. Again, switch the Zoom setting here. It's common doing healing work for thoughts and images to be there in the field, and that is fine. We're not going to fight or resist that. But as I said earlier, please don't focus on thoughts or images. Allow their presence, but put your attention on the feeling in the body, the feeling, the somatic part. Your attention to that will move the healing quicker and more easily than focus elsewhere. Once the healing is all done, you can mull it over in your mind all you want, but while it's happening, the more you stay with pure sensation, the better off you're going to be as far as effectiveness. And I need to tell you briefly about the great onion of consciousness. This is my metaphor for how this all works. One level up is your higher self. You can think of it as a big, beautiful ball of white light. It's way more awakened than your human self. And some of its beautiful divine energy is radiating down to you in the physical world. But part of it's blocked because around that beautiful core of light, bliss, ecstasy, euphoria, are all these dark onion layers. And this is all the traumas and woundings that you've never healed from this life or past lives. And each one of these little dark layers dims the light a little bit, keeps you a little less awake. So for most people, the fastest road to awakening is to do good shadow work. Shadow work means I feel the trauma and I face it and I skillfully heal it. And every time you peel one of those layers of the onion off, a little more light comes through. You have a pretty significant awakening and you get a new higher baseline of awakening. And I don't believe there's even a limit to it. I think there's probably not even a final awakening. It just gets sweeter and sweeter over time. So that's why so many of our events are focused on healing, because the more you heal, the better you feel all the way around, and the more spiritually awake you become. Even if you had no desire to spiritually wake, if you did your shadow work, you'd wake up anyway. It's just a natural byproduct of the healing process. So that's my current understanding of that. So now that your mind hopefully understands why the heck we're even doing this, I'm now going to ask you to return your attention to just feeling the energy moving. If you have awareness of that, if not, again, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Whatever it wants to do is fine. And keep your attention on your own somatic experience the best you can. The music will be in the background. And again, these are, whenever I do songs of this nature, they're specifically designed to promote healing. And I'm going to pick ones that are more gentle, obviously, because of the nature of what we're doing.
Sunaraya, sunaraya, sunaraya ti. Sunaraya, sunaraya, sunaraya ti. Sunaraya, sunaraya, sunaraya ti. Sunaraya, sunaraya, sunaraya ti. Ayahuasca, sunaraya, sunaraya ti. Ayahuasca, sunaraya, sunaraya ti. Ayahuasca sunaray sunarayati. Shining rock sunarayati. Shining rock sunarayati. Shining rock sunarayati. Shining rock sunarayati. Archangel Michael sunarayati. Archangel Michael sunarayati. Archangel Michael sunarayati. Archangel Michael sunarayati. Archangel Raphael sunarayati. Archangel Raphael sunarayati. Archangel Raphael sunarayati. Archangel Raphael sunarayati. Oso Blanco sunarayati. Oso Blanco sunarayati. Oso Blanco sunarayati. Oso Blanco sunarayati. Kali Kali sunarayati. Kali Kali sunarayati. Kali Kali sunarayati. Kali Kali sunarayati. Shiva Shiva sunarayati. Shiva Shiva sunarayati. Shiva Shiva sunarayati. Shiva Shiva sunarayati. Shiva Ratri sunarayati. Shiva Ratri sunarayati. Shiva Ratri sunarayati. Shiva Ratri sunarayati. Agua pura sunarayati. Agua pura sunarayati. Agua pura sunarayati. Agua pura sunarayati. Pachamama sunarayati. Pachamama sunarayati. Pachamama sunarayati. Pachamama sunarayati. Apuasangate sunarayati. Apuasangate sunarayati. Apuasangate sunarayati. Apuasangate sunarayati. Apu Machu Picchu sunarayati. Apu Machu Picchu Sunarayati. Apu Machu Picchu Sunarayati. Apu Machu Picchu Sunarayati. Eagle, eagle, sunarai, sunarayati. Condor, condor, sunarai, sunarayati. Eagle, condor, sunarai, sunarayati. Eagle, condor, sunarai, sunarayati. Boa, boa, sunarai, sunarayati. Boa, boa, sunarai, sunarayati. Boa, boa, sunarai, sunarayati. Boa, boa, sunarai, sunarayati. Otorongo, sunarai, sunarayati. Otorongo, sunarai, sunarayati. Otorongo sunarai sunarayati. Otorongo sunarai sunarayati. Appalachian sunarai sunarayati. Appalachian sunarai sunarayati. Appalachian sunarai sunarayati. Appalachian sunarai, sunarayati. Amazonas sunarai, sunarayati. Amazonas sunarai, sunarayati. Amazonas sunarai, sunarayati. Amazona sunarai, sunarayati. Yahe, yahe, sunarai, sunarayati. Yahe, yahe, sunarai, sunarayati. Yahe, yahe, sunarai, sunarayati. Yahe, yahe, sunarai, sunarayati. Huachuma sunarai, sunarayati. Huachuma sunarai, sunarayati. Huachuma sunarai, sunarayati. Huachuma sunarai, sunarayati. Magic mushroom sunarai, sunarayati. Magic mushroom sunarai, sunarayati. Magic mushroom sunarai, sunarayati. Magic mushroom sunarai, sunarayati. Jesus Christus sunarai, sunarayati. Jesus Christus sunarai, sunarayati. Jesus Christus sunaraya, sunarayati. Jesus Christus sunaraya, sunarayati. Buddha, Buddha sunaraya, sunarayati. Buddha, Buddha sunaraya, sunarayati. Buddha, Buddha sunaraya, sunarayati. Buddha, Buddha, sunarai, sunarayati. Sunaraya, sunarai, sunarayati. Sunaraya, sunarai, sunarayati. Sunaraya, sunaraya, sunarayati. Sunaraya, sunaraya, sunarayati.
Take a moment, once again, see how you feel, your body, your energy body. See if your physical body now feels more like solid matter or more like energy. And do you now have more spiritual awareness than before that song? Just check what's going on. Okay, they're calling another song. And again, if there's any challenge happening, anything's getting stirred up, flushed away, transmuted, just be with that without resistance the best you can. As I said earlier, the suffering comes when you resist the healing process. If you just go with it, that stuff can clear out really fast and easy. And again, be really passive. Let your higher self and these divine allies do the healing for you, please, as well as the awakening. They're very good at it.
Cielo, cielo, ayahuasca, flor si tangi oloroso. Cielo, cielo, ayahuasca. Flor si tangi oloroso, altai nito tronquoi sito, shungoi shungoi ariri. Altai nito tronquoi sito, shungoi shungoi ariri. Cielo, cielo, ayahuasca. Flor si tangi oloroso. Cielo, cielo, ayahuasca. Flor si tangi oloroso. Altai nito tronquoi sito, shungoi shungoi ariri. Altai nito tronquoi sito. Shungoi shungoi ariri. Cielo, cielo, ayahuasca. Flor si tangi oloroso. Cielo, cielo, ayahuasca. Flor si tangi oloroso. Altai nito to tranquoi sito. Shungoi shungoi ariri. Altai ni to tranquoi sito. Shungoi shungoi ariri. Cielo, cielo, ayahuasca. Flor si tangi oloroso. Cielo, cielo, ayahuasca. Flor si tangi oloroso. Altai nito tranquoi sito. Shungoi shungoi ariri. Altai nito tranquoi sito. Shungoi shungoi yariri.
There's some clearing happening, at least I'm noticing some. So if you're feeling that, just let it pass through. Take a moment to see how you feel. I am just buzzing with divine energy. My body feels a whole lot more like energy than solid matter. And it's pretty blissful. See what your experience is. Whatever you're experiencing is perfect. Let it be exactly what it is. If you've gained some energy awareness, if you've awakened up a little bit, just feel that and be with that for a moment. Really be conscious of exactly what you're experiencing right now. Again, not trying to make it any different, just being with it exactly as it is. And now, the good medicine that you have experienced is now going to be brought into your physical body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Many of us have been out of body to some degree and have been experiencing ourselves as beings of light or energy. And now we're being slowly, gently escorted back into our physical vehicles. And the allies are bringing back as much of that divine consciousness as serves your highest good. This will give you a new baseline, more awakened than before. And this can be your new normal. Just do whatever practices best help you to maintain and deepen awakening. If you want some ideas, on my site, there's a free course at astroshaman.com/invocations. It teaches the invocations for healing and awakening and how to integrate them into a simple daily practice. It's worked for a lot of folks. You can check that out if you don't know about it already. Of course, my book, Instant Divine Assistance, goes even much more deeply into all that. If you want to check that out. So feel what's happening in your body. They're still integrating the higher vibrations into your physical form. That feels pretty embodied. So take a moment and see if you aren't feeling pretty strongly present in your physical form. For some of us, it'll feel like all that awakened energy is now in the body, sort of integrated into the physical structure. Some may feel it there, and they may also feel a ball of energy around them, extending into higher dimensions. Either way is fine. Just feel whatever is actually happening. Let's take a sec to share this goodness. Divine allies, thank you so much for blessing us with this beautiful experience. Thanks for the beautiful healing delivered as gently as serves highest good. Thanks for the awakening that naturally came along with that. And now, allies, please take this good medicine and share it with all beings everywhere whose highest good will be served by it, whether they're on Earth or anywhere else in the universe. Just spread it around, please. Thank you. And when we share like this, we actually get more because it literally comes from the infinite source. And the beautiful allies can make as much as they need to spread it around. And when we share like this, we actually get a little bit more as a thank you. So sharing consciousness with others in this manner for highest good usually is good for everybody. And just let the energy move itself. Again, I recommend that you at the human level don't visualize, don't send, don't actively do anything. Just be passively present and watch how the allies are doing it. My experience has been these beautiful divine beings just do this energy and awakening stuff so much better than my ego ever could. So I leave it to them and I just watch. All right, that's complete. Thank you, allies, for spreading that good wealth around. So now I'm going to close the container, wrap it up, and then if you want to hang around for a few minutes for Q&A or questions or comments, you're certainly welcome to do that. Pachamahuma. Mama Kia Wiracocha Inti Quichi. Whoa. Thank you, Alice, for this beautiful experience. So grateful to you. The elder is saying, this is a best of event. Put it in there. Put it in your best of guide. All right, happily. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, please stay with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Beautiful divine allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? Right, that closes the container. If you're not yet a member of Awakening Plus, do check it out, awakeningplus.com. That's awakeningplus.com. We do two freebies per month, but we do about 9 or 10 others for members only. And there's a huge variety of wonderful events we get into there. And our archive just passed 625 events, all of them just as powerful as when they were done live. So that and a bunch of other stuff in there too. Feel free to check it out. If you go to awakeningplus.com, there's a detailed information on the page that'll break it down for you. You'll learn more about it. All righty. So let me enable unmuting. So anyone who wishes can pop in and share their experience or ask a question. It's open now. Again, if you got to go, that's fine. We're officially closed, but open for Q&A. And you can also type in the chat if you prefer. In fact, Auden Porn has already typed thank you. And Barb said, thank you, Benjamin and everyone. You're welcome. You're welcome. So feel free to type in the chat or to just unmute yourself and speak. If you're on the phone, *6 will mute or unmute you. And of course, if you're on Zoom, then you just hit the little microphone icon and it will open up your mic so you can talk. Jackie sent some praying hands. Thank you, Jackie. Jeannie typed, Benjamin, your voice was exceptionally healing in this one. Just beautiful. Thank you, Jeannie. And even though we dismissed the allies, just if you can feel what the frequency is, they really just made it so sweet. Wow. So, yeah, we can just enjoy the energy on top of everything else. Corolla, I hope I said that right, says, thank you, Benjamin. My dogs joined the healing too. Awesome. They are so welcome. Nikki said, beautiful healing energy. Thank you all. And Darla said, thank you for a 40-minute cry. Wow. Glad you were able to get that out, darling. Well done. Monica, hi.
Oh, hi, Benjamin. I just wanted to thank you for tonight. I feel just utterly, utterly blissed out. What a wonderful day, a way to end my day. Thank you so
Oh,
much. Love you.
thanks for taking the time to join us, Monica. See, EMC said thank you, and so did Tina. Sounds like some folks had some good experiences, so grateful for that. Anybody else got something they want to share or ask? iPhone said, grazie. Jenny says, awesome experience. Even in the embodying awakening process, I felt tears come, and they were definitely happy releasing tears. The music is so helpful. Thank you. Wow. Judith says, thank you. Your energy was so powerful tonight. My dog joined the healing tonight too, and I experienced several yawns too. And the iPhone person said, journeyed out. That sounds like a good thing. Bevy says, that was some sweet, sweet energy. Thank you, Benjamin. Much love. Thank you, Bevy. Barbara says, thank you, Benjamin. And all still going. Nice. Sounds like some pretty good experiences here tonight. So glad to see that. Of course, when you get 64 people together and they're all holding space, then some really powerful things can happen. The law of one material says every person who joins a spiritual process doubles its power. So like that's like 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64. With 64 people, that's a really big number. So we got a lot of power going tonight with all of us together. And amazingly, the folks who do the recording later add to it. So it's like the event is held in the Akashic Records, and in real time, all the people who ever do the recording afterwards add to the power of it. So it was even stronger than the number of people on Zoom would have suggested. Kim says, is it a normal experience for your head to roll over and over and it get pretty intense? Yep, that can happen. The body does all sorts of interesting things to move energy. So I've had no end of bizarre physical phenomena. I just go with it. So yeah, whatever your body wants to do, I just say let it do it as long as you're not getting injured and you're not hurting anyone. Just let it roll. And iPhone says happy solstice. Happy solstice to you too. It's coming up pretty quick. Oh, Tina, hi.
Hi. At the beginning, I was awake, and then I was out and woke up like right as before. But right before, as you were bringing in the, our allies, there was a being that I saw in my that, and I asked if it was a mantis being because usually I always bring them in because I heard from I was from Mantis, so every time we do this, so I asked and I asked if it was yes or no to close her eyes, like if it was a yes, close her eyes. And they closed their eyes and they opened back. And I asked a few other questions. And then I have a feeling that I got a major process there because I mean, I went out and just woke
Good.
up like probably a couple minutes before it was over.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was interesting.
Oh, good. Yeah. I've had so many reports over the
Thank
years.
you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Tina. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, a lot of people pass out during events, and there's several reasons why that might happen. One is you're just tired, and you got to sleep. But more commonly, it's that you're either being taken to a level that your human ego can't quite hold at, and part of you's there, but your ego can't quite stay awake at that level, and so that part of you goes to sleep. But with repetition, as you go back to the level repeatedly, eventually your human self will be able to stay awake there. Another thing that happens sometimes is if they're doing a significant healing process that would just be too painful for your human part, they do what's called spiritual anesthesia, and they literally put you to sleep for as long as they need to do the healing work. And then when they're done, they wake you back up. I've had that happen to me a number of times too. So those are the
Well,
three reasons why, people might pass out. They're just tired, or their ego can't quite stay awake at that level, or there's a big healing happening that it would just be too intense to be conscious for.
I've had some major abdominal pain, like some stuff come up the next couple of days, and I asked that mantis being if they were going to help heal me and heal the pain I'm going through. And he closed his eyes, yes, and that, and wow, I can't believe you just said that. Woo, that might be
Well,
it. I'll see what happens here.
I hope it
Awesome.
worked.
I don't have pain. I actually don't have pain right now, so it's pretty wild.
Well,
Thank
that's a
you.
good start.
Yeah, thank you.
That's great, Tina. Congratulations. Carola said, I had a lot of cold energy moving in my abdomen, left foot. I'm sorry, abdomen, left leg, and foot. And my dog had a lot of gurgling going on in her stomach, too. Well, so maybe you both got some healing there. Yeah, cold, heat, alternating. There's just no end to the unusual phenomena that can happen when divine healing is happening. I honestly don't know why a lot of that stuff happens, but it is often associated. So I just go with it. And, one thing I'm confident about is we are working in a safe, sacred container. So whatever happens is for your benefit. So I just relax and go with it. Trisha said, amazing, awesome experience. Thanks, all. Oh, great, Trisha. Thanks for that feedback. Anybody else got a question or comment? Oh,
One
Tina.
more thing.
Yeah.
This is Tina again. One more thing. I wanted to do the call tonight, but I was listening to some other thing, and it kept on shutting off on me. And then I thought, wait a minute, what time is it? And I looked at it was 8:01. So
Ha ha ha
it's more
ha.
fun. I needed to be here.
All right.
Good
Little divine
night.
intervention, maybe. That sounds great. Thank you, Tina. All right. Anybody else got a question or comment? Kirk said, awesome session, Benjamin. Thank you. Thanks for being here, Kirk. I'm starting to feel some wrap-up energy, so last call for questions or comments. All righty. Thank you, everyone. Nikki says, hi to Spirit Song, and Spirit Song sends her love to all you folks, too. And Tina says, sending love and joy to all. Thank you, Tina. All right, that's a wrap then. It's Monday, and we have an event on Wednesday for members. So if you're a member, come on. And again, if you're not a member, again, check out awakeningplus.com. And even if you don't, even if you just want to work with these invocations, go to astroshaman.com/invocations. And there's a free course there that'll teach you the basic invocations for healing and awakening and how to integrate them into a simple, quick, and effective daily practice. So I invite you to check that out. And of course, the book, Instant Divine Assistance, on Amazon, goes A to Z through all the invocation stuff. All right. And Jenny says, much love to all. Happy solstice. Thank you for your energies. You're welcome. All right. Many blessings to each and every one of you. And God bless you all. Bye-bye.